Now, let me say from the start, I don't intend to give you all the answers and explain it entirely today. I may not even explain it much at all, but we acknowledge it. But it's also interesting because we don't read out of the book of Proverbs much throughout the year either. And I found it interesting that this reading from Proverbs is one of the lectionary readings on Trinity Sunday. And it's all about wisdom. Now, the first thing that struck me is that there are similarities between the Trinity and wisdom, because both are things that are rather hard to really explain. I mean, if I ask you, tell me exactly what wisdom is, you might not have a good answer immediately for me. Similarly, if I said, oh, explain to me the Trinity in, you know, tweet to me about the Trinity in 140 characters or less. And both wisdom and the Trinity are sometimes best explained by what they are not. There's a whole tradition in the history of the church called apophatic theology, which is explaining God by what God is not. And maybe that's how we can best start to get at wisdom as well. We know the lack of wisdom when we see it. We know what wisdom is not. Wisdom is not information. Wisdom is not having lots of statistics and facts and knowledge. Our world is full of information and knowledge. I mean, you can pull your phone out of your pocket, most of you, and have access to more information than you could even ever look at in your life. But I would say to you, and I suspect most of you would agree with me, our world is full of information, but I'm not sure our world is any wiser than it was before smartphones and such. Wisdom is not information. So what is wisdom? Let me offer a few thoughts on wisdom from some other voices first. This is from a man named Jack Kornfield. Jack Kornfield is a Buddhist monk, also has a PhD in clinical psychology, and he has written this: wisdom is not information, but an abiding presence, an intuitive sensing opening of the body and heart. And a theologian named Douglas Donnelly has said this: wisdom is an intuitive posture of truthfulness. Wisdom is a propensity to see things clearly. Wisdom is an ability to discern right from wrong. Wisdom is not information, but perhaps it's along the lines of knowing what to do with information and knowledge. I mean, how many of you know people who are so smart? You know, they've got all those letters after their names. They seem to know everything, but they couldn't find their way out of a paper bag. It's like they have no wisdom or common sense, even though their brains are bursting with all this knowledge. Or I also think, to bring it back more to church, I think of people who know their Bible forwards and backwards, and they'll tell you how many times they've read it, and they can quote to you chapter and verse, but you look at how they live their lives and you think, this is the most non-Christian person I've ever met. They know the Bible. They can quote it. I would remind you, even the devil can quote the Bible as he does to Jesus. But they don't seem to be able to put it into practice. And maybe there's something about that when it comes to wisdom. I'll give you one more example. Let me tell you a little about my golf game. Played golf on Friday with Bub and with Herb and with one other gentleman up at Mount Mitchell. And we would be standing on the tee, and Bub or someone would say, you know, on this hole, there's water on the right, so don't go right. And then it crosses the fairway about 150 yards out, so leave your first shot short of that. Good information. And I understood it. They were speaking English. But when it came time for me to hit that shot, can you guess where I went? Right in the water. Knowing and doing are two different things. There's something in wisdom. Now, this is my golf game is a matter of lack of skill. But I think it's akin to wisdom. There's knowledge and knowing things, and then there's being able to live them. And that's where wisdom, I think, starts to come into play. And wisdom is also about perspective, understanding how things fit together, and understanding our place and our purpose as well. Notice in this long chapter in Proverbs where wisdom is speaking, wisdom makes clear her role in creation. Isn't that interesting? I was there before God created mountains and seas and everything, before there were depths and heights in the heavens. I was there. Almost as if before God created, God needed wisdom. And in fact, it could be argued it was God's wisdom that created all that is in its proper order and place and purpose. That maybe it's God's wisdom that was the creative force behind creation itself. There's something artistic and creative about wisdom as well. But of course, this also brings us back to the Trinity, because Scripture makes clear in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is Word, capital W, also a reference to Jesus, the second person of the Trinity. And Scripture also tells us at creation it was the Spirit of God who hovered over the waters. Interesting. God in three persons creating, but wisdom also there. So maybe wisdom comes out in the interplay of these persons of the Trinity somehow. This is getting a little deep, isn't it? But interesting. Wisdom involved with creation, giving us a certain perspective on the world and how it's ordered, but also creative. Also giving us perhaps some insight into the Trinity itself. And when I think of this, the whole idea of the Trinity, God in three persons, I like to think of three aspects of God. That because God is a Trinity, it doesn't mean God is not one. We worship one God, but God has many aspects, many faces, we might even say. Maybe like we do. Do you act the same when you're with your parents as you did with your friends when you were a teenager? You act the same at work as you do at home? There's some people who might look at you and say, is that the same person? I only see him, you know, in context. It's sort of like when I occasionally meet the children from the church, like in the grocery store or something, and they look at me kind of funny. What are you doing here? Don't you just... We only see you in that other place. Maybe the Trinity is like that. God, these different aspects of our God. So God is not monolithic and one-sided. God has many aspects. And somehow God's wisdom plays into the relation of those persons. Wisdom, indeed, grows out of relationship and community, even. One of the things I was given, I meant to bring it with me this morning, I left it at home, but one of my first Sundays here, if you were here, remember, I was given a book called something like Pastor Steve's Guide to Burnsville or something. It was all this accumulated wisdom from many of you of here's the best place to get a haircut, here's the best place to get a good dinner, here's the best place to go fishing. It was accumulated wisdom put in a book for me So I didn't have to live here 20 years before I discovered some of these things. Wisdom grows out of relationship and community and people together. A fellowship. And wisdom grows out of that. Now, let's be clear. Utter stupidity can also grow out of that. But wisdom has all these aspects. Creativity and perspective and growing out of relationship. And yet, this week as I was thinking about all this, I didn't feel like I was getting any closer to sort of pinning down what wisdom was any more than I was getting close to pinning down what the Trinity is. Allow me to share with you another quote from Jack Kornfield, who says, "The wise heart is not one that understands everything. It is the heart that can tolerate the truth of not knowing. Wisdom comes alive in the presence of the mystery, when the heart is open, sensitive, wholly receptive." Wisdom is knowing what you don't know, and wisdom is living in the mystery of not knowing and saying, "I may never know." And that's okay. In fact, it's better to say, "I don't know," than to say, "Let me tell you all about it," even though I'm making it up as I go along. And so here we are on this Trinity Sunday, acknowledging wisdom, whatever that means, acknowledging the Trinity, God in three persons, whatever that means. But saying, "We may never know, but we are confident that our journey involves living in the mystery together, journeying in faith, trying to find God's wisdom in our lives and in the life of this congregation, and knowing that this triune God, who we will never truly understand, walks with us every step of the way." And maybe that's wisdom enough for a lifetime. Amen.